Okay. Well, good afternoon.
弟兄姊妹午安。
It's a beautiful chilly afternoon.
非常美丽，但是虽然有点寒冷的下午。
After last week, I was hoping we would have a beautiful spring afternoon.
上个礼拜我是盼望我们的今天呢可能会有一个非常美丽，但是也是非常温暖的下午。
But the Lord is always glorious, regardless of what the weather is.
不管天气怎么样，我们的主总是那样的荣耀的。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们开始有点祷告。
Lord, as we come to Thee this afternoon,
主，当我们今天下午来到你面前的时候，
it is our desire to see Jesus.
我们的盼望就是来看见我们的主。
It is our desire to meet our Lord Jesus.
我们的盼望就是来遇见我们的主。
Lord, we want to have that real dealings and transactions with you in our hearts.
主，我们真是希望在我们里头，在里面与你有那个真实的交涉。
Lord, it is on our heart that we fulfill your purpose, that we prepare the testimony of Jesus.
我们里面的心就是愿意来担负主耶稣基督的见证。
And Lord, we have seen that we need faith.
主，我们看见我们实在是需要信心。
Lord, grant us faith this afternoon.
主啊，今天下午赐给我们信心。
Open our eyes and ears and hearts.
开我们里面的心眼。
Anoint our time for both speaking and hearing.
愿膏油涂抹今天下午讲的和听的。
Lord, we want you to really get at what you're after for our time together.
主啊，我们实在是盼望现在我们具体的这些时候里头，你真是得着你要得着的。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
In the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名， Amen.
Well, a brief review is in. How many were here last night?
我们呢有一个很简单的这个。
Okay, I'll just do a very brief review.
我就来一个很简单的那个复习。
Let me read two scriptures before I do that.
我们来读两节圣经。
The first one out of Revelation 19:10.
第一个是呢，启示录第十九章第十节。
Revelation 19:10.
启示录第十九章第十节。
And I fell before the angel's feet to do homage, and he said to me, See that you do it not, for I am thy fellow bondman, and the fellow bondman of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说，千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。因为预言中的领义乃是耶稣的见证。
For the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
因为预言中的领义乃是耶稣的见证。
Now let's turn to Hebrews 11, chapter 1.
我们翻到希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Hebrews 11, verse 1 would be better, probably. Hebrews 11, 1.
希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for in the power of this the elders obtained testimony.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。主古人在这信上得了美好的见证。
Last night as we shared on this matter of faith and the testimony of Jesus.
昨天晚上我们交通，就是交通于信心和耶稣基督的见证。
It is God's purpose that we be able to have in our lives the testimony of Jesus.
神的目的就是在我们身上必须携带耶稣基督的见证。
And what is the testimony of Jesus?
到底什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
It is the life of Christ lived out in reality in your life.
就是耶稣基督的生命真真实实地活在你的生命里。
Testimony is something that you have because you have a testimony because it's real.
见证呢，就是说这件事情在你身上呢是真实的。
In other words, you can't really testify about something that is not made real in your own life.
也就是说呢，你不能够见证一些是在你身上并不真实的东西。
You know, a number of years ago, I took my grandchild to Disney World.
几年以前呢，我带着我的孙子们呢到迪士尼乐园去玩。
We had read all about Disney World.
我们呢读了很多关于迪士尼乐园的事情。And
he had already picked out all the rides he wanted to go on.
他已经选好了到底有哪些要玩的东西，他已经选好了。
He was quite excited.
他实在是非常兴奋。
And we were excited because he was excited.
我们也非常兴奋，因为他很兴奋。And
we knew a lot about Disney World before we got there.
我们呢去之前呢，已经知道了很多关于迪士尼乐园的事。
But it wasn't until we actually went to Disney World and rode on the rides that we could truly testify about Disney World.
但是只等到我们呢，到了迪士尼乐园，坐上那些云霄飞车，我们才真正的能够见证什么是迪士尼乐园。It's
similar with our Lord Jesus Christ.
对着我们的主来说的话，也是类似的。You
cannot testify about Him until you've really met Him and know Him.
你没有办法见证他，除非你真是遇见他，你真是认识了他。
Just knowing about Jesus isn't good enough to have a testimony. You have to really experience Jesus in your life.
光只是知道主耶稣基督还不够，你必须呢在你生命当中经历过他，才能够见证他。
Now, as I read last night out of the book of Revelation, many saints hold the testimony of Jesus.
昨天呢，我们读了启示录呢，里面说到有许多的希伯来书里面有很多的圣徒们呢，他们都期待了耶稣基督的见证。In
fact, the apostle John said that he was had been imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos because he held the testimony of Jesus.
那位使徒约翰呢，他在拔摩海岛上面呢，他期待了耶稣基督的见证。
In fact, in Revelation, it speaks of the saints that had actually been persecuted and slain because they held the testimony.
在启示录里面呢，有许多的圣徒啊，他们呢被杀了，是因为呢他们身上带着耶稣基督的见证。And
it is God Himself that has created us to carry the testimony of Jesus.
实在是神呢，他创造了我们，好叫我们能够携带耶稣基督的见证。
That's what you were created for. That's why you were born.
那就是为什么你被创造，你生出来的目的。So
how do we obtain the reality of Jesus in our lives?
那到底我们如何来得着耶稣基督那个实际在我们生命当中呢？
It is by faith.
那是借着信心。
In Hebrews 11:2, we won't read it. It says the elders obtained testimony through faith.
在希伯来书11:2，他说了那古人呢，他们就期待着许多那个美好的见证。And
what is faith?
那么到底什么是信心呢？
It says faith makes real to you what already is real with Christ.
信心呢，就是把耶稣基督里面是的。 东西呢，在你里头做成事的。Faith
is not something you work up.
信心呢，不是你自己做出来的。It's
not just saying I believe, I believe, I believe, and hope that you believe.
不是说的，我是你那说我信，我信，我信呢，你就真的能够信了。Faith
actually comes from God Himself.
信心呢，实在是来自于神他自己的。In
that verse out of Ephesians, it says, "By grace are you saved through faith."
在以弗所书，他说：“你们得救是本乎恩的，也是因着信。”And
that even that faith is not of you, but it comes from God.
那个信心呢，不是出于你自己的，乃是神所赐的。In
fact, faith is not a difficult thing.
实在来说呢，信心不是一个很难的事。
In Romans 10, it says that faith is near you.
在罗马书第十章，他说呢，这个信呢，实在是非常靠近你的。
God says that faith is in your mouth and even in your heart.
他说呢，这个信心呢，实在是在你的口里，在你的心里。
What does this mean?
到底这什么意思呢？
It means that if God is really touching your life and touching your heart,
就是说呢，如果神他真的是碰着了你的生命，碰着你的心的话，
that he causes faith to rise up in your heart.
他呢就使得信心在你的里头，心里头呢就涌出来了。
Now when God is speaking to you and that faith begins to rise up, you have the responsibility to choose.
当神向你说话，那你的信心在你里面去涌出来的时候呢，你的责任就是你要有回应。
If you choose the Lord, then faith will say yes to God.
那么你如果选择要这个信心的话，你就是向神说，神是的，我要。
But if you don't want God in your life, then your response will be no, and faith will be gone.
如果你选择不要神的话呢，你的回应就是说不要，不，那么你就不会有信心。
So we thank God that He makes every provision that we might believe.
所以我们相信神呢有多方的供应呢，使得我们能够有信心。
And that we might obtain the testimony of Jesus.
好，叫我们能够得着耶稣基督的见证。
Now, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
当我们来翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
And we want to...begin to look at some of the Old Testament saints who held the testimony of Jesus.
我们呢想要一同来看看在旧约里头呢有哪些圣徒们他们呢拥有带着耶稣基督的见证。
In other words, God did something special in their lives, that shows Christ in a very unique way.
也就是说呢，神呢在这些人的身上里面做了一些特别的事情，好叫他们呢能够期待耶稣基督的见证。
And they have the testimony of Jesus.
他们呢就有了耶稣基督的见证。
So beginning with verse 1 again.
所以从第一节开始。
Hebrews 11:1.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for.The conviction of things not seen, for in the power of this, the elders have obtained testimony.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的见证。
Now listen very carefully to this verse.
我们再来仔细再来读这节圣经。
Verse 3.
第三节。
It says, by faith,We understand or apprehend that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
他说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
So that that which is seen should not take its origin from things which appear.
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
In other words, it says that,By faith, we can apprehend that God spoke the worlds into being.
也就是换一句话说呢，借着信心呢，我们呢能够知道这个世界呢是借着神的话，神说就有的。
He didn't use anything to make the worlds; he just spoke.
他没有借着任何其他的事物来创造这个世界，他就是这么说了。
Well, do you believe that?
那么你相不相信呢？
You know, today scientists challenge that.
今天呢，科学家们呢，他们对这件事情有挑战。
But the word of God is very clear. It says that God, by faith, we really do know that God spoke the world into being.
那么，但是神的话是非常清楚的。他说，因为借着信，我们知道呢，这个世界呢，是借着神这么说，它就有了。
Another way of saying it is that when you look at the world,When you look at the stars, when you look at the universe, when you look at all the animals, both in the jungles and in the woods, and you look at the fish in the oceans and the sea,
也就是说呢, 当你看到了这个诸天, 看到星星, 看到的这个, 所创造的这个大自然, 创造的这个植物, 动物, 那个一些牛, 马, 这些许许多的神创造的时候,
what you're seeing is a testimony to the fact that there is a God.
那么这你所看到的呢, 就是一个见证, 说到那里有神。
And that God is the creator.
那么神呢, 就是那个创造者。
Let's turn to Romans 11, chapter 20.
那么来读罗马书第11章第20节。
Young people, this is very important for you to know and understand.
年轻人呢, 这节圣经对你们来讲是非常重要的, 我们需要认识, 需要了解。
Let me see here. Romans 1, what did I say? Romans 11 or 1?
11.
Romans 1, I'm sorry.
是罗马书第一章。
Far from the world's creation, the invisible things of him are perceived, speaking of God. Being apprehended by the mind through the things that are made, both God's eternal power and divinity, so that they are without excuse.
那自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Let me read another version. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
那么另外一个翻译呢，就是说那个神他不能够看见的他的永能跟神性呢。
Being understood by the things that are made.
是借着那些可以那些创造出来的东西呢，我们可以看得到。
Even His eternal power and Godhead.
也就是呢，他的那个永能啊跟神性。
So that they are without excuse.
所以呢，因此呢，他们就没有可以推诿的地方。
Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not.
因为呢，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination.
也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄。
And their foolish heart was darkened.
他们无知的心呢，就昏暗了。
God says that creation is a testimony to the fact that He is God.
那神说呢，这个受造之物呢，实在是一个见证，就说到神他是神。In
Psalms 19:1, it says that the heavens declare the glory of God.
那么在诗篇第十九章第一节，他说呢，诸天述说神的荣耀。And
that the firmament or the stars show His handiwork.
那么穹苍呢，传扬他的手段。
And not only that, but in Romans it says God puts this knowledge into the heart of man.
那不但是如此呢，罗马书还说呢，神把这个能够认识他的那个知识呢，摆在人的心里头。
In other words, even those that aren't Christians have this sense within them that there is a God.
那么就算是，也就是说呢，就是那些非基督徒们呢，他们里面有一个那个认识跟感觉，知道呢有一个创造。
And he says, therefore, anyone who rejects God is without excuse.
那因此他就说呢，任何人他如果他拒绝神的话呢，他是没有任何推诿，无可推诿的。
Many people don't say they don't believe in God.
很多人呢，他们不说呢，他们不相信神。
They call themselves atheists.
他们说他们是那个不信神的，无神论者。
When they appear before God,
但是他们在那个呈现在神面前的时候,
God will say to them, "Did not you see the universe that I created?"
那么神会对他们说呢, 难道你没有看到我所创造的宇宙吗?
I even put in your heart this inward knowing that there is a God.
那么甚至摆在你的心里头啊, 在你的深处啊, 可以知道那里有一位神的。
But instead of seeking me out, you rejected me.
但是呢，你不但不来寻找我，你拒绝了我。
And your reasoning became foolish.
那么你的思念就变成虚妄了。
And therefore you are without excuse.
因此呢, 你就没有任何的借口,
no excuse.
没有借口.
God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造了天地.
In fact, in Genesis 1:1 it says, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
实在呢, 在创世纪第一章第一集, 他说呢, 起初神创造天地.
The Greek word, I mean the Hebrew word for created is B-A-R-A.
希伯来文那个说到创造的那个是 B-A-R-A.
Bara.
The Bara.
The meaning of that Hebrew word is that for created is something made out of nothing.
原文的意思呢,它是从无中生有的。
God spoke and it was there.
那么神一说话,他们就存在了。
You remember the scriptures in John 1, chapter 1:1.
你记得在约翰福音第一章第一节这么说。
It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
他说呢,太初有道,道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God.
他起初与道与神同在。
All things came into being by Him.
万物都是借着他造的。
And apart from Him, nothing came into being.
凡被造的,没有一样不是借着他造的。
The Greek sense of that phrase came into being means something out of nothing.
在希腊文里面说到那个被造的那个字呢,意思也是一样,是从无中生有的。
Think about it, young people and old people. You have things on your heart.
不管是年轻的还是年老的,你有些事情在你的心里头。
For you older folks, you might say, I'd like a new car.
那个对年纪大一点的说呢,我呢想要有一个新车。
It's in my heart to have a new car.
在我心里面呢,我需要有个新车。
And you say the words new car.
那么你说呢,新车。
Nothing happens.
没有任何事情发生。
You know, young people might say, well, you know, I'd like a new bicycle.
也许年轻的人说呢,我想要有一个新的脚踏车。
It's in your heart to have a new bicycle.
在你心里头呢,就想要有一个新的脚踏车。
You say the words new bicycle and nothing happens.
你说呢,新脚踏车。 但是没有任何事情发生。
That's not true of God.
但是对神来讲的话,不是这样子的。
Whatever's in God's heart, He can speak and it will happen.
任何事情只要在神的心里头,他一说,他就成就了。
So when He said, let there be stars and the moons and the heavens, it just happened.
就是说他想到这个天上必须要有星,必须要有月亮,必须要有太阳,这么他一说,事情就成就了。
God alone is the creator.
那么唯有神,他是创造者。
We should carry as Christians a testimony in our heart that God is creator.
那么在我们的基督徒里头呢,必须带着这样的见证,就是神,他是创造者。
You know, man is very brilliant.
你知道神,人呢,是非常的聪明的。
God gave him a great mind.
那么神呢,给我们一个伟大的心思。
In fact, they've been able to use DNA to clone animals, and they say they could do people as well.
甚至呢,他们可以借着那个DNA,他来复制这个动物,他们说呢,也能够复制人。
It's a joke. I'm going to tell a joke, so I want you to know it's a joke, okay?
这是一个,我知道,听到了一个笑话,但我不把它当作是笑话来讲。
There's an occasion that the scientists got so smart that they decided to challenge God.
那么有一次呢,那个这个科学家呢,是这么样的聪明呢,他们准备来向神挑战。
These scientists says, we're just as powerful as you are.
那个他说呢,对神,他对神说呢,我是跟你一样的有能力的。
You can make a man, we can make a man.
你可以创造人,我也可以创造人。
We have the technology from DNA, we can create just about anything.
我们呢,有这个DNA的这个科技呢,我们可以创造任何事情。
God challenged me, said, okay, let's make a man.
那个神就说,好吧,那么我们来造个人吧。
So the scientists go and get all their scientific equipment and some DNA from a man.
那么这个科学家们呢,就把各样的仪器都带来了,同时呢,从人身上拿了一些DNA来。
And God said, well, wait a minute. This isn't the way I do it.
神说, 等等等等,
and the scientist said, oh, yeah, you mean you made a man out of clay.
科学家就说,
and so God said, that's correct.
神说,
so the scientists go get a lump of clay.
所以呢,这个科学家呢,也,找了一些泥土来,
and they say, well, this is going to take us a little bit more work, but eventually if we work with this clay long enough, we can find the DNA of man.
他说呢,对我们来讲呢,这个是有一点点困难,但是如果我们只要足够的时间的话呢,我可以在这个泥土里头找出一些人的DNA来。
And God said, now wait a minute.
神说呢,等一等,
you need to make the clay.
你呢,
and the scientists, of course, had no way of making clay.
科学家们实在没有办法来造这个泥土。
The best that man can do is take what God has given him and use that.
那么人所能做的最好的呢，也是不过是把神所创造的东西呢，他再来制造一些东西。
When we use the word creation or creator,
当我们来说到用这个字创造或者创造主的时候,
it means something made out of nothing.
它是说到呢，从没有当中呢创造出东西来。
Only God Himself can do that.
只有神能够这么做。
If you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you have God in your life.
如果你有耶稣基督的生命在你里头的话, 你就有神在你里头。
He is the Almighty Creator.
他是那位全能的造物者。
You know, I go out at night sometimes and I look at the stars.
你知道我有的时候晚上到外面去看看天上的星星。
Ever since I was a boy scout, about 12 years of old, I learned about the stars and the names of the different stars, and I was always impressed with the Big Dipper.
我常常喜欢看各式样的星，这样的星，那样的星。那么我对一种星呢，是特别的感觉到欣喜。How
many know the Big Dipper? Can look in the sky and see the Big Dipper? Oh, that's
多少人知道那个 Deep Dipper是大熊星。
It's easy to find. It is so big you can't miss it.
那个是非常容易找得到的，是这么大的一座星座呢，你是不会看不到它的。
But here's the amazing thing about the Big Dipper.
但是呢，对这个 Big Dipper 这个星座来讲的话，有一件事是非常稀奇的。
In 24 hours, it will make a complete circle in the sky.
在24小时之内呢，它在整个天空呢，它要绕个大圈圈。
But if you draw a line from the top two stars to the Big Dipper, it always points to the North Star.
如果你画一条线到它。 最北边的两颗星的话呢，那个总是指向北极星。
It's been doing it for thousands of years.
那么它这样子已经过了无数的年数。Ever
since God spoke it into being.
自从神创造了它们以来。
I look at the Big Dipper and then I see the North Star. It always reminds me of Christ.
每次我看到这个星座。 和那个北极星的时候呢，它总是提醒我神的创造。
It actually reminds me of Christ and His church.
甚至呢，它也提醒我那个关于基督和他的教会。
I see the Big Dipper like the church. It's easily seen.
我看这个星座，就好像是教会一样，它有这么容易就给他们看见了。
It's very evident once you ever recognize it.
你一旦认识他之后呢，你是不会忘了他的。But
the church is always to point to Christ.
但是呢，教会呢总是指向基督的。So
you see the heavens are a testimony to God.
所以你看到呢，这个诸天呢实在是神的见证。The
Lord Jesus Himself called Himself the what? The bright and morning star.
耶稣基督呢称他自己什么呢？
Now, how many have seen the morning star?
Has
anybody seen the bright morning star? A few of you, yeah.
有没有几个人看过那个明亮的晨星呢？
You know why many people haven't seen the bright and morning star?
你知道为什么那么大部分人都没有看到那个明亮的晨星吗？
Because it only becomes visible right before daylight.
那因为那个星星呢，只有在刚刚晨星把那个曙光出现之前，你才看得见。
Now, I go to work very early in the morning.
你知道我早上非常早去上班,
and I'm able to see the morning star.
因此呢，我能够看得见那个晨星。
The morning star appears in the darkest of the night, right before the sun begins to shine.
晨星呢，是在那个极黑夜的时候，也就是在太阳光就要出现之前，它显现了。
Do you know why the Lord used the morning star and called himself the bright morning star?
你知道为什么主称他自己为那明亮的晨星吗？
Because we're living in the darkest of the night before he returns.
因为呢，我们是活在他回来之前那个最黑暗的时刻里。
Just before the Lord comes and makes his presence once again known.
那么就是在主要快来之前那段时间里头。
Those that are watching and are aware,
如果那些人他们在警醒的在那里守望,
look for the morning star.
他们呢在寻找那个晨星。
We're called to be those who are looking for the bright and morning star.
我们呢被呼召出来，就是要来寻找去看那个明亮的晨星的。
Brothers and sisters, this creation just speaks of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
I remember one morning, I always got up early in the morning, and then one of my chores was to walk the dog.
那么我有一天早晨呢，我起来的早，你知道早上起来我的那个一个工作呢，就是去遛遛狗。
One of the most glorious times of the day is sunrise.
你知道最荣耀的一刻的时候呢是。 一天里头啊，是太阳起来的时候，日出的时候。
As I go out in the morning, I would hear maybe one or two birds chirping.
我在早上出去的时候呢，也听到一只两只鸟在那里叫着。
As I go along the way, I begin to see the red birds move, the blue birds move, the sparrows, the crows. I live in the country.
那个在出去的时候呢，我有时候看到一些红色的鸟，一只那个蓝色的蓝鸟，我有一些松鼠，我是生活在住在那个乡间的。
They all had a different song.
他们呢都有不同的声音。
Some were very beautiful, frankly.
有些呢是非常美丽的。
Crows are very. Crow's song is not very pretty.
乌鸦。 乌鸦的声音是非常的不美的。
The crow's song is not pleasant to the ear.
对耳朵来说，听起来是不好听的。
But they do give warning.
但是呢，它确实给我们一些警告。
God is creator.
神他是创造者。
You need to carry that testimony in your heart.
你必须在你心里头呢，带着那样的见证。
And I would pray as we look at his creation and take notice of it.
我的盼望呢，是我们能够注意到他的那个这创造呢，能够带着他的见证。
And it would humble us before God and just say, "You're an awesome God."
实在呢，会使我们的心谦卑下来，向神说，你实在是一位伟大的神。
We need to carry the testimony that God is Creator.
我们呢，实在是需要身上带着那个神创造的那个见证。
Now let's turn back to Hebrews 11.
我们再回来看希伯来书第11章。
And go to, excuse me, verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained testimony of being righteous.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。
Now most of us remember the story of Cain and Abel.
我想我们大部分人都知道亚伯跟该隐的故事。
The word says that by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice.
这真的话是说呢,
In fact, the sacrifice that Abel made was acceptable to God, but Cain's was unacceptable.
也就是说呢,亚伯他所献的祭呢,是神所悦纳的, 唯有该隐所献的祭呢,是神不悦纳的。
Why was Abel's sacrifice acceptable?
为什么亚伯的祭呢,是神所悦纳的呢?
Actually, his name gives us a hint.
实在呢,他的名字给我们一点点的那个暗示。
Abel's name means breath or vanity.
那么亚伯的这个名字的意思呢,就是一口气或者是那个虚空。
That name represents man's condition without God.
那个名字呢,所代表的就是人他真实的情况,当他没有神的时候。
Breath or vanity speaks of a vapor. Man is just a vapor.
那么一口气呢,实在就是那个吹了就没有的。
He's here today and gone tomorrow.
他今天有,明天就不见了。
Man is sinful.
人呢,是有罪的。
And because he's sinful and in a fallen state,
因为他有罪,而且是在堕落的光景里头,
his life is vain and without purpose.
那他的生命呢,是虚空,没有任何的目的的。
Now Abel was able to see this.
那么亚伯呢,他能够看到这一点。
You know, both Cain and Abel's parents were Adam and Eve.
你知道亚伯跟该隐他们的父母都是亚当跟夏娃。
And they had shared with both Cain and Abel the fact that they had disobeyed God, they had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God told them not to.
那么他们的父母一定是已经像亚伯跟该隐呢说过那个故事，就是曾经呢他们呢违背到神的命令，去他们吃了那个。 知识上恶树的果子,
and they had shared with them that God gave them a covering.
那么他们一定跟他们说过，神呢为他们预备了一个遮盖。
You know, it says in the Word that when they sinned, they realized they were naked.
因为这个神的话，他说呢，他说当他们犯罪的时候呢，他们发觉他们是自身的。
Have you ever thought about what their covering was before God gave them the coats? The skins.
你有没有想到，当神给他们那个皮衣当做遮盖之前，他们身上是什么东西来遮盖他们呢？
They were at that point they were without sin before they disobeyed.
在他们那个悖逆之前呢，他们是没有任何罪的。
And the glory of God covered them.
那是神的荣耀呢遮盖他们。
Now, what does that mean?
到底那什么意思呢？
Glory in the Bible on the Mount of Transfiguration, it says. Christ began to shine from the inside.
那么荣耀呢，这个在那个变化山上面呢，他说到呢，说到主耶稣基督呢，那个荣耀是说到主耶稣那个荣光呢，是从他的里面发出来的。
The glory began to come out.
他的那个荣光呢，从里面慢慢出来的。
And what the disciples saw was the brilliant shape of the Lord, but it was that bright light.
那么对门徒们看所看见的呢，是看见那个极大的荣光呢，遮盖了主耶稣基督。So
it's my thought really that it was really God's glory that there was covering, and when they sinned, they fell short of God's glory.
那么所以我认为呢，实在是认为他们在犯罪之前呢，是神的荣耀遮盖他们，但他们一旦犯罪之后呢，他们就亏缺了神的荣耀。So
that glory left them.
所以呢，荣耀就离开他们了。
And they saw who they really were.
他们呢就看到他们自己的本相。
Now God was merciful.
那神呢，他实在是有恩典的。
He gave them coats of skin.
他给他们呢那个皮衣来穿上。
In other words, God had to slay an animal, and most likely it was a lamb.
也就是说神呢，他必须杀一个动物，那最很可能呢是一个羊羔。
And he had given them these coats of skin for covering.
把他的那个皮呢，给他们，赐给他们当做衣服。
Now we know that that looks forward to Christ dying for our sins.
那我们知道呢, 那是指遥指的耶稣基督有一天要为我们死。
And they also shared that because of their sin, God had to put them out of the garden.
他们一定像他们说过呢, 因为这是他们犯罪的缘故呢, 神把他们赶出了伊甸园。
Abel realized that he was a sinner.
那么亚伯呢, 他就认识,
and that he needed to come before God with a proper offering.
他呢,必须来到神的面前先献上一个合适的礼物。
Now he was a sheep farmer, and he had the lamb available.
他是牧羊的,所以呢,他有那羊羔呢,那个,可以做他的献祭的。
So he offered the lamb before the Lord.
因此他呢,他在神面前呢,献上他的羊羔。
And he did it because he realized he was a sinner and needed God.
他这么做呢,他实在是因为他知道他是个罪人,他需要神。
He realized that disobedience to God required sacrifice of blood.
他认识一件事情,就是悖逆神呢,必须要那个羊羔的血呢,才能够赎罪的。
Now in Romans, it's very clear that without the shedding of blood, there is no atonement for sin.
那么罗马书呢,他非常清楚,他说,若不流血呢,罪就不得赦免。
So Abel brought this offering.
因此呢,亚伯呢,就带了这样的祭物。
Now you need to know something a little more about this offering.
我想我们必须更多认识一点这个祭物。
The blood of the lamb was offered because of sin.
羊羔的血呢,它被献上是因为罪的缘故。
But in this offering, the fat from the lamb was also taken and burned and gives off a sweet odor before God.
那么在这样献祭的同时呢,羊羔那个脂油呢,也是拿出来完全烧素当做馨香的祭物献给神的。
Now, for you children, fat is burned, it actually smells very good.
对年轻人来说,如果当这个脂油呢,烧起来的时候,它闻起来是非常香的。
Actually, have your mom cook bacon? No, you Chinese don't eat bacon.
你们吃不吃那个bacon?
Bacon. We Southerners eat a lot of bacon.
我们那个南方人吃很多的bacon.
And when it's cooking, it smells delicious.
当它在煮的时候,烧烤的时候,非常非常香的。
But seriously, the offering of the lamb is a burnt offering before God meant a life consecrated to God.
那么把羊羔献上是说到那个神的儿子呢是把自己完全献给神的。
To be consecrated to God means that you desire to live for God.
那把自己献给神说到一件事情说要你愿意为神而活。
You want to obey God.
你愿意来顺服神。
You want to please God.
你愿意来讨神的喜悦。
So this offering had two purposes.
所以这个献祭呢, 有两个目的。
One is an atonement or a replacement for the sinner and the sin offering.
一面呢,是为着罪人的罪呢,所献上的赎罪祭。
The other is a life given to the Lord, to live for the Lord.
另外一面呢,是把这个生命献上,献给神。
Now why wasn't Cain's offering?
那么到底该隐他献了什么呢?
Accepted. Why wasn't Cain's offering accepted?
为什么该隐所献的祭物不被神所悦纳呢?
Cain saw himself as a good person.
那么该隐看他自己呢是一个好人。
He thought he was acceptable.
他认为他自己是可以可蒙悦纳的。
He did not have the sense of being a sinner in his heart.
在他心里头的一点都没有那个罪人的感觉。
He felt like that he was a hard-working person and the work of his hands should be good enough for God.
他觉得他是一个非常殷勤努力的人,他的两只手所做的那个殷勤的工作,对神来讲的话是够好了。
He didn't believe that the blood sacrifice had any value.
他不相信呢,这个血的献上呢,有任何的价值。
So he brought his offering to God of the fruits and the works of his hands in order to just appease God.
那么他呢带来的是他手中所做的一些工作的产物，他的目的呢就是来讨神喜欢。
Another way to say that is, you know, he wanted to be in good favor of God, so he was just going to bring him something.
那么也就是另外一话，换句话说呢，他想要得神的一点点的那个讨神的一点点些欢喜。那么他就把自己的东西带来了。
It really wasn't in his heart to live for the Lord.
他在他的心里头呢，一点都没有那个意思要为了神而活。
And God wouldn't accept his offering.
那么神呢，没有办法悦纳他的祭物。
And we remember the sad story that Cain got so angry that he killed Abel.
我们记得那个故事呢，那该隐他是这么样的生气的，因此把他的兄弟亚伯给杀了。
A lot of people who turn from God become angry.
有许多人呢，他们呢被神所拒绝之后呢，他们呢就变成了向神生气了。
But here's what is important for us.
那在这里呢，对我们来，对我们所重要的事情呢
，We need to carry this testimony of an acceptable sacrifice in our life.
我们呢，必须在我们必须呢，在我们身上啊，带着这个神所悦纳的这个见证，这个祭物。
We need to have faith that the blood of Jesus Christ atones for our sins.
我们必须有那个信心呢，就是耶稣基督他的血呢，赎了我们一切的罪。
You know, in the book of Revelation, it says, the saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录他说呢，那个弟兄胜过他呢，是借着羔羊的血。
In another place, it says, they overcame the accuser of the brethren.
另外一个地方他说到他们呢胜过那个控告者呢那弟兄胜过那个控告者是靠着。
They overcame because they believed in the power of the blood to destroy the works of the enemy.
他们呢相信呢这个耶稣基督的血呢能够胜过那个控告他的人。
Do you have the testimony of the power of the blood of Christ in your life that it atones for your sins?
那么在你身上有没有那样的见证是耶稣基督的血呢已经洗掉那个洗了一切的罪能够胜过了仇敌呢
?You know, the Lord really brought this personally home to me one time.
有一次呢神呢实在是把这件事情呢带到我的心里头。
There was a brother, that was, really struggling emotionally.
那有一个弟兄呢，他在情绪上呢是有反那个非常的起伏翻腾啊。
He continuously felt very heavy in his life.
那在他不断的认为呢想他的生命当中呢有非常沉重的事情。
There was like a darkness in his life.
那好像呢，在他的生命当中呢，有一个非常极大的黑暗。
And we prayed with this brother.
我们呢，跟这个弟兄一起祷告。
He was a believer.
他是一个信主的人。
And I remember praying, Lord, the enemy cannot stand up to the blood of Jesus.
我记得呢，我的祷告呢是说，是主啊，那个仇敌呢，在主耶稣基督的血面前呢，是站立不住的。
And we finished praying, and nothing seemed to have happened.
我们呢，祷告完了，好像没有任何事情发生。
But years later, he came and shared with me that as we mentioned the blood of Jesus, he was completely delivered.
那在但是呢，几年之后，他回来跟我们交通的时候，他说。在那个时候，一旦我们提到主耶稣基督的血的时候，他就是完全的释放了。
Tremendous power in the blood of Jesus.
那主耶稣基督的血呢，是有何等大的能力
？But the most important thing is that because of the blood of Jesus, God forgives you of your sin.
那么一个最重要的事情呢，就是因为主耶稣基督的血缘故，神他赦免我们一切的罪。
We must carry this testimony in our lives.
我们在我们生命当中呢，必须要带着这样的见证。
Now let's go to verse 5.
那我们来看第五节。
Hebrews 11:5.
希伯来书十一章第五节。
By faith, Enoch was translated, raptured, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God translated him For before his translation, he has the testimony that he had pleased God.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
In Genesis 5:24, let's read that.
在创世纪第5章第24节, 他这么说,
And this is the story out of Genesis of Enoch. Very short.
这是在创世纪里头说到以诺的故事, 是非常短的,
23rd verse.
第23节,
No, I'm sorry, I gotta go back. 5:21.
5章21节,
And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。
And Enoch walked with God after he had begotten Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters.
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
以诺共活了365岁。
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在世上了。
What is the testimony in Enoch's life that was made real in Enoch's life? That needs to be in our life.
那么到底在以诺的身上带着什么样的见证，什么样的真实，也必须在我们身上也一样的真实呢？
Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行。
That's the testimony.
这就是他的见证。
You know, his name means discipline or devoted.
他的名字意思呢是那个管教，或者是完全的奉献。
Now, when Enoch was 65 years old, he gave birth to Methuselah.
当以诺活到65岁的时候呢，他生了马土撒拉。Now,
y'all remember Methuselah was the longest living person recorded in the Bible.
你要记得马土撒拉是在圣经上所记载活得最长的一位。But
when Enoch was 65 and gave birth to Methuselah, God revealed something to him.
那当以诺65岁生马土撒拉的时候呢？ 神向他启示了一些事。
God revealed that upon Methuselah's death, he was going to judge the world with a flood.
他向他启示告诉他说呢, 当马土撒拉死的时候,那一年呢, 他的神的审判要临到世上。
Now, we know that flood to be the flood in which we know about Noah's Ark.
你知道那个就是指着那个在挪亚时代的那个洪水。
And because God revealed this to Enoch,
因为呢，神向以诺启示了。And
because Enoch believed God,
因为呢，以诺信神的缘故，he
walked with God.
他与神同行。And
for 300 years, as long as he lived, he warned other people about the coming judgment.
那么在这300年活在世上的时候呢，他不断的警戒这世上的人。The
coming judgment so affected our brother that he walked very closely to God.
那么要来的见证在他里面是这么样的真实呢？因此呢，他就紧紧的与神同行。
So close was his walk with the Lord that one day he took a step and he was off the earth and into heaven.
他是因为这么样的与神紧紧的连接呢，这有一天呢，他多跨了一步，他就离开这个世上，到神那里去了。My
question to us is, do we walk with God?
那我对 我的问题呢，就是说我们今天是否与神同行呢？
It's God's heart to have a very close, intimate relationship with us.
那神的心呢，就是要与我们有紧紧的相连。
He doesn't want us to be distant or casual or lightly regard His relationship.
他不希望我们呢，跟他的关系呢，是远远的，是随随便便的。
Jesus says, Come unto me, and I will give rest to your soul.
主耶稣说呢，你来到我的这里，我就使你的魂里头得安息。Then
he said, Take my yoke upon you.
他说你当负我的轭。
Learn of me, my yoke is easy and my burden light.
你们要学我的样式，因为我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Do you children know what a yoke is? Have you studied about the yoke on the oxen? So you're familiar with the double yoke?
你们年轻人有没有读过这个轭啊？就是那是两个的轭。
In the double yoke, there's two oxen. Usually the older, wise oxen and the one that's younger and has to learn his way.
那个通常都是双轭呢，一个是附在一个老的那个牛身上，是有经验的；一个是附在摆在那个年轻的那个牛身上，他需要学的。
Sometimes a young oxen doesn't want to go the way.
有的时候呢，那个年轻的牛呢，他不想往前走。
But the older, stronger one pulls him along.
那个比较老的、比较强壮的呢，就拖着他往前走。
And he has to do the will of the older ox.
那个他这个必须服从那个老的牛的那个心意。
Because he's yoked to the older ox.
因为呢，他呢跟那个老牛呢是同父一轭的。
Now God asked us to put His yoke upon us.
那么神呢要求我们呢，把他的轭呢摆在我们身上。
He said, "I want you to voluntarily put the yoke on your own shoulders and yoke yourself to me."
我要求的是你自愿的把你自己呢摆在那个轭底下呢，跟我同父一轭。
If we make that choice to be yoked with God, we will do God's will.
如果我们呢选择要跟神同父一轭的话，我们就能够行神的旨意。
The reason you will is you're yoked to the Lord Jesus, and Jesus always does God's will.
那么原因呢，是因为如果你跟主耶稣基督同父一轭的话呢，主他永远他总是遵从父的旨意的。
Enoch's name is devotion or discipline.
以诺的名字的意思呢，就是完全的献上，或者是呢有些管教。
If we're going to be yoked to God, we have to be devoted to Christ.
如果我们要跟神同父一轭的话呢，我们必须完全的献给神。
We have to be willing to come under the discipline of Christ.
同时呢，我们也必须呢服在主耶稣基督的那个纪律管教之下。
Now here's the problem.
那这就我们的问题出在哪里呢？
It said Enoch walked with God.
他所以说呢，以诺与神同行。
The problem is we want God to walk with us.
那我们的问题呢，是我们需要神跟我们同行。
You know, we want God to help us do what we want to do.
我们呢要神呢做我们所想要做的事。
We want God's promises, we want His blessing.
我们要神的应许，我们要神的祝福。
We say, Lord, I want to do this and I want you to help me.
我们说呢，神呢，我希望你做这件事情，我希望你帮助我。
Lord, this is what we ought to do.
神呢，这是我们该这么样做的，帮助我。
Help me do it.
帮助我能够做这样做。
Lord, you're yoked to me.
主啊，你是跟我同父一轭的。
It's a great misunderstanding.
这实在是一个最大，是一个非常大的那个错误。
We need to walk with God.
我们必须与神同行。
We need to have the reality, the testimony in our life that we are one who walks with God.
我们呢，在我们身上必须有这样的见证，就是我们呢是与神同行的人。
We are yoked to God.
我们呢是与神同父一轭的。
Where He goes, I go.
不论他往哪里去，我都去。
He does the will of God, therefore I do the will of God.
因为他是遵行神的旨意，所以我也遵行神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, as we get older in the Lord, sometimes we find those who will take the yoke off.
弟兄姊妹，当我们呢在年纪越来越长的时候呢，我们呢发觉有时候我们会把那个轭呢拿掉。
They don't lose their salvation.
这些我们呢并不因此我们就失去我们的救恩了。
But they just go their own way.
但是他们呢就走他自己的道路了。
It's so sad.
实在是非常让人沮丧的事。
We need to carry the testimony all our lives that we walk with God.
我们呢, 在我们一生呢, 都必须担负这样的见证, 就是我们与神同行。
Okay, now lastly, let's look at the testimony in Noah's life.
那么最后呢, 我们来看挪亚他的见证。
Hebrews 11:7.
希伯来书第11章第7节。
By faith, Noah, warned concerning of things not yet seen, moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his house.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
He prepared an ark for the saving his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith.
因此就定了那时代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Now Noah's name means rest.
那么挪亚名字的意思呢是安息。
Now when you think of Noah's life, you can't hardly think of rest, can you?
当我们来思想那个挪亚的一生的时候呢，我们没办法把它跟安息的休息连在一起。
Because Noah had to build that ark.
因为呢，挪亚他必须那个造那个方舟。
And he had his sons and daughters to help him.
他有儿子有女儿来帮他建造这个方舟。
But that's all he had.
那么这是他一切所有的。
He didn't have any drills. He didn't have any hammers. He didn't have any saws like we have.
他没有钻子，没有锯子，没有斧头，没有这些今天我们所有的工具。
And then he had to make all the provisions for the animals.
同时呢，他必须为这些所有的动物呢预备。
He's a hard-working man.
他实在是非常的努力工作的。
But his name means rest.
但是他的名字的意思呢是安息。
Remember that Enoch had warned people of judgment for 300 years.
你记得以诺呢，他那个警告那个世代的人要来的那个审判呢，有300年之久。
Now Noah lived at the same or near the end of Methuselah's life.
那么，挪亚呢？他，Noah。
Yeah. Noah and Methuselah. Methuselah was older, but Noah lived. You know, they lived at the same time.
那么挪亚呢？他是活在马土沙拉他晚年的那段时间里头。
And God had already said that. When Methuselah died, he was going to bring a great judgment.
那么神已经说了，当马土撒拉他死的时候呢，他要带进那个审判。
So, the Lord appears to Noah.
因此呢，神向挪亚显现。
And asked Noah to build an ark.
那么他要挪亚造一个方舟。
Now, if you read Genesis, you'll realize that it said, even with the preaching of Enoch and Noah and Methuselah, that the people's heart turned away from God.
当我们来读《创世纪》的时候，虽然那里有挪亚、有马土沙拉，他们向百姓的那个见证来传道，但是呢，人的心呢仍然是转离了神。
In fact, people had gotten so evil that it says God was sorry that He had ever made man.
甚至到一个地步呢，他说呢，人的心是如何如此的恶呢？因此呢，神竟然后悔造人在地上。
And after all of these years of man upon the earth, the Lord only found Noah and his family that still believed in God.
经过这么多的年，在神在地上，唯一只能找到挪亚和他一家，他们相信神。
So he tells Noah that he's going to judge the earth with a flood.
他那个告诉挪亚说呢，我要借着洪水来审判这个世界。
And that he is to need to build an ark.
因此呢，他需要造一个方舟。
Now this is an amazing thing God asked Noah to do.
那个神要求这个挪亚所要做的一件事情呢，是一个非常让人惊异的事情。
Because up until that time, it had never rained.
因为呢，直到那个时候，这地上没有下过任何雨。Each
morning, there was a heavy dew that came on the ground.
那每天早上呢，它有那个非常浓浓的那个露水，它降在地上。
So when the Lord started talking to Noah about floods, God somehow, I'm sure, had to explain to Noah what a flood meant.
所以当神跟挪亚说到那个洪水的时候呢, 我想呢, 神必须要跟挪亚解释什么叫做洪水。
In other words, Noah had no concept of what rain was or what flood was.
也就是说呢, 挪亚在那时候呢, 他对于下雨, 对于洪水, 没有任何一点概念。
But when God told Noah this, Noah believed God.
但是呢, 神他告诉挪亚的时候呢, 挪亚他信了。
Noah had faith in God.
那挪亚呢, 他对神有信心。
And he built the ark.
因此呢, 他造了个方舟。
And when God told him to, he went into the ark.
而且呢, 当神告诉他的时候呢, 他进到那个方舟里面去。
And God closed the door with his own hand.
那么神呢, 用他的手呢, 把这个, 方舟呢, 关闭了。
And the floods came upon the earth.
洪水就临到世上。
But Noah stayed in the ark and was saved through the flood.
但是呢, 挪亚, 他是摆在方舟里头, 他在个洪水当中, 他是得救的。
He was saved because he abided in the ark.
他得救是因为他住在那个方舟里头。
He was saved because he rested in the ark.
他得救呢, 是因为他在方舟里面安息了。
For the application for us today is this.
那么在我们身上, 今天所有的应用呢,
the world and the world system is really against God.
这个整个世界跟世界的系统实在是抵挡神的。
It doesn't want to hear any testimony about God or Christ.
他们呢, 不想听到任何关于耶稣基督或神的见证。
Even in the United States, they don't want God mentioned in schools, they don't want God mentioned in our government offices, they don't want God mentioned.
甚至在美国呢, 他们不需要神的名字在学校里头被人家称那个称道，比如他不希望这个政府提到任何神的名字，他们就是不需要听到神的名字。
Man doesn't think he needs God, he can solve his own problem.
那个是人认为他们不需要神，他们可以自己解决任何的问题。
The world says we don't need God. What we need to do is just enjoy all that we have.
那这个世界说呢，我们不需要神，我们所需要的就是我们来享受我们自己所拥有的。
That's the way of the world.
这就是这个世界。
We need to be saved from the world.
我们必须从这世界被拯救出来。
And we know that God will judge this world.
我们知道神要审判这个世界的。
And as a matter of fact, God is going to judge all the unbelievers.
神呢, 有一天呢, 他要审判所有不信的。
And God is going to also judge believers.
那神呢, 他要审判这些信的。
The believers will come before the judgment seat of Christ.
那么, 信主的人呢, 他要有一天要站在主耶稣基督, 他审判的台前。
The issue of eternal life is not in question.
那么在那里呢, 有没有永生不是个问题。
The issue at the judgment seat of Christ is have we really followed the Lord? Do we love the Lord and follow Him?
那么在基督审判台前, 最重要的一个问题是是不是我们服从主, 我们一生跟随主。
Do we carry the testimony of Jesus in our lives?
我们在我们生命当中有没有携带的耶稣基督的见证?
Our reward in the kingdom age. Let me go back. There is a judgment coming.
有一个审判要来到,
believers will be raptured.
那么信主的人呢, 要被提,
they'll come to the judgment seat of Christ.
他们要来到主耶稣基督审判的台前。
Christ will come back to this earth.
那么耶稣呢, 他要来到这个, 降临到世上。
He is going to reign for 1,000 years on this earth.
他要在这个地上呢, 他治理作王一千年。
Based on the testimony that you have of Jesus, will determine what he will have you do during that kingdom age.
那么根据于你在你身上所携带的那个主耶稣基督的见证到底如何，他会决定你在那一天里头你有什么样的功用。
Part of the purpose of the kingdom age is to reward Christians for those who carry the testimony of Jesus.
那么千年国度的一部分的那个目的呢，是要来奖赏那些在世上带携带耶稣基督见证的基督徒。
Those that have been faithful, it says, will reign and rule with Christ.
那么那些呢，向着神是忠信的，那么他们会跟主一同作王一千年。
But brothers and sisters, if we go the way of the world,
弟兄姊妹，但是如果我们呢是跟着世界的潮流走的话。
If we turn our hearts over to the ways of the world,
如果我们把我们的心转移跟向这个世界的话，
we may have Jesus as Savior, but we won't have much of a testimony of Christ.
也许呢，我们有呢耶稣做我们的救主，但是呢，我们没有耶稣基督的见证。
And that affects your reward in the kingdom age.
那么它就影响到你在国度里面所得到的那个奖赏。
For non-believers, it's quite different.
那对不信主的人来讲的话，这是非常不同的。
They'll be facing the issue of eternal death.
那么他们要面对永远的死亡。
They will not be allowed into the presence of Christ.
他们呢，不允许来到主耶稣基督的面前。
They will be without the testimony of Jesus.
他们呢，是在耶稣基督的见证之外的。
Anything without the testimony of Jesus is of no value.
任何呢跟耶稣基督见证无关的都是没有任何的价值的。
That's why we need to have the testimony that we abide in the ark, that we abide in Christ.
因此呢，也就是说呢，我们必须有这样的见证，就是呢，我们必须住在方舟里，我们是必须住在基督里。
Each of these testimonies that we've talked about today,
每一个这里今天我们所谈到的这些见证，
each one of them has a unique part of the testimony of Christ.
每一位呢，在耶稣基督的见证里头呢，他们都有那个独特的一面。
We spoke that even the creation is a testimony of Christ.
我们呢说到甚至创造呢都是。那个耶稣基督的见证。
That there is a God and there is a Creator.
就是呢，说到有一个神，有一个创造者。
With Abel, Abel followed the Lord.
对亚伯来说呢，亚伯跟随主。
And he walked with the Lord.
那么他也与神同行。
But his special, unique testimony was that he saw the value.Of the blood sacrifice.
那么他的见证的特别的地方呢，是让他看见那个耶稣基督他那个牺牲的那个价值。
He realized he was a sinner and needed Christ's sacrifice for himself.
他看见他是个罪人，他需要耶稣基督的救赎。
Enoch's special testimony was that he was close to God. He walked with God.
那么以诺的见证的特殊的地方呢，是他与神同行。
He was so close to God that he didn't even die.
那么他是如此的与神同行呢，这么亲近神呢，他甚至不见于死。
Noah's testimony was abiding in the ark.
挪亚他的见证呢，是他住在那个方舟里。
And by abiding in the ark, he was delivered from the influence of the world.
那么因着他住在这个方舟里，他就不受这个世界的影响。
In my experience, I have to say this.
在我的经历里头，我必须这么说。
As Christians, we all learn very similar things.
我们基督徒呢，都学了一些类似的事情。
But in every Christian life, God will work.Especially in a certain way to bring out some special part of the testimony of Christ in your life.
但是我们每一位呢，在我们里头呢，是他神要有一个特别的工作，在我里面带出对那个一个特别的见证。
And God looks upon those who have the testimony of Jesus.
神呢，尊重了那些期待耶稣基督见证的人。
Why is it important that you hold the testimony of Jesus?
为什么我们期待耶稣基督的见证是这么样的重要呢？
Because Jesus is what God's heart is all about.
因为呢，耶稣呢是神他心里头所想的神心中的一切。
I just want to end by repeating what I said in the beginning.
那么我想用我刚刚开始讲的一些话呢，重复讲刚刚开始讲的话来结束今天的信息。
God created you, saw that you were born for a purpose.
那么神他创造了你，看见你那个出生，那么他实在是有一个目的的。
And that purpose is to hold the testimony of Jesus.
那个目的呢，就是要期待耶稣基督的见证。
Make Jesus real in your life.
但愿主呢，在我们里头成为真实。
And how does that testimony come to you?
到底那个见证怎么样来到你身上呢？
Simply by believing God.
那么只是简简单的相信神。
Believing God. The creation shows us God. Abel believed God.
创造显出神，亚伯相信神。
Enoch believed God.
以诺相信神。
Noah believed God.
挪亚相信神。
We need to believe God.
我们呢，必须相信神。
Let's close with prayer.
那么有点结束的祷告。
Lord, we humble ourselves before Thee this afternoon.
主，我们在今天下午在你面前谦卑俯伏。
Lord, You have created us to be vessels of Your testimony.
主啊，你创造我们，好叫我们成为你见证的器皿。
Lord, we have fallen short of Your glory.
主啊，我们实在是亏缺了你的荣耀。
But Lord, we desire that You have mercy on us.
但是呢，我们盼望你再向我们施怜悯。
Lord, we want to be those who, Lord, can testify that the blood of Jesus Christ has saved me from my sins.
主啊，我们盼望成为那些主耶稣基督可以见证说他的血已经洗去我们一切的罪。
We want to be able to say, "Yes, I am yoked to Christ."
我们呢，盼望能说我们是能够与主同父一轭的。
I want to walk with Him all the days of my life.
我呢，盼望能够一生与我们的主同行。
I want to abide in Christ.
我盼望能够住在基督里。
Now, Lord, only You can convict our hearts.
主呢，唯有你能够说服我们。
Lord, do so, we ask in Jesus' name.
主，我盼望你在我们里头做，我们要祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.